The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show, the After Show, the After Show. It's the After Show, everybody. With us is Ed Santamaria. He's still here. He will not leave. It's been almost 30 years.
I haven't learned my lesson yet.
Yeah. So we go to the trade show, and we got to get prepared, not just for what are we going to buy at the trade show for cigars and cigars accessories, who do we meet with, meetings, all these things have to do with. But like any fat guy would do, you prepare with what we're going to eat or even what shows are we going to see or things that we do. And I went back to think, did we ever go to shows and stuff? And we went to a few.
You guys did. I wasn't there.
Yeah, we went and did the
I came in late that year.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And see, didn't we do a Beatles thing once? Beatles?
I think UNG did.
UNG did.
Okay. All right. So we never went.
Honestly, I get so tired, and it's late nights, early mornings. I have very little interest in going to shows. I'll do the dinner and then off to bed.
Well, honestly, I did screw up this year. We are going a day early. Mm-hmm. After everything was already booked, I don't know how that ended up happening.
Going the day before the day before.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's an opportunity.
Well, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
So, because there are six restaurants that I must go to. So, having the extra 2 days, and one of the days is already booked.
Now, you've been...
For dinner.
You've been doing very well as far as your weight loss program and exercise and all that. Does that all go out the window because you're hanging out with this jackass?
I'm struggling right now, so this is probably not going to be a good show for me.
Oh, it's going to be good for me. Hang out with me.
I let him handle the extracurriculars, like the restaurants and the other stuff, and I handle the appointments during
the
day.
Well, you've got a professional.
So that I back way off that. Like, we went to Kowloon. That's all you, buddy. He didn't have it with him. I was so disappointed.
No, because it was a whole different thing. We were sitting up there in the things, and I figured finger food is the way we had to go, and it was all right.
Yeah.
The only reason I went was to see the show.
You didn't want rice and chow mein and that mess.
We had barely enough room to move.
Yeah, so trying to grab a fork and knife and cut and pass the
thing. Grab a chicken wing. And I was happy.
It was all right. It was all right. But some of the things we should go to or gone to the past, and I'd say we have done them all together. Cut by Wolfgang Puck. Mm.
That's the scariest one for me because you order the cut of steak that you want and whatever, however long dry aging they do or whatever, but then you go crazy with the sides.
Yeah.
Because you look at it, you're like, well, I'm hungry.
I want
mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I want this cream spinach.
Just
mashed potatoes. Yeah,
but it's good when you got a whole bunch of people, then you're not over ordering because everyone's just going to have a little taste of, it's like ordering Chinese food. You order all the different things and you have a little bit of everything.
And there's usually a crowd, except for breakfast. We'll do breakfast.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So I think that's then again, we used to stay at that hotel, so it was easy. Now we're not. We're at the convention center and we'll wait for it, but it's on my mind. It is not booked yet, but cut from Wolfgang Puck. Another one that I go to when it's off the beaten path, that doesn't mean a lot to anybody else, but it just reminds me of the trade show because it was the first place I ever ate at a trade show. This is when it was in Chicago. Howard Smith took me there.
Uncle Howie.
Yeah, and it was Lowry's Steakhouse, which is Lowry's prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a steakhouse. It's prime rib.
And they make that seasoning, too, for home use.
Yes. Yes.
That's the key to it.
I like to go there. That's what you're going to eat if you're going to go there. They have other things on the menu I've never seen anybody order.
I've never even looked at it.
Yeah. So that's what you get.
Yeah, if somebody specializes in something, you just get the get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, too.
You always go to the drinking place for breakfast, right?
Yes, which is Peppermill.
Yeah, Peppermill.
Good
time. Like the 10-egg omelet or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember I did it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had sick. Problems.
Yeah, yes. We don't do that anymore.
That was one and done. I did it and I finished it, but
you don't order the drinks in the morning. They're pushing them.
They're pushing 7 a.m. drinks.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest, the Peppermill, it's the weirdest restaurant you ever been in. It looks like a 60s
the food
brothel.
The food is red.
Brothel. Yeah,
it kind of does.
You know, with red velvet, and it's the weirdest, funkiest place. Now,
you should
Fireside Lounge.
You should lay out your strategy, because you have a strategy for eating on any given day, right?
Is, well, load up on breakfast, because your choice at lunch is those carts and things that are at the air, and it's awful food.
They have fire. They have in the lounge. They have fire at the table, and he likes to go in and sit by the fire. It's 120 degrees outside. Yes. I don't want to go in and sit at the fire. That's crazy.
The ambiance.
It's crazy.
The place is the sickest thing. You gotta go there and see it. It's part of the thing. Lavo. So we've gone there a few times. And if you're not going for anything, what I don't like about it is the loud music. It's a it's a an Italian restaurant that's
loud,
very, very loud with rap music.
But it's worth it for the meatball.
The meatball. The meatball is a 16-ounce fresh ground imperial wagyu Italian sausage and veal meatball with fresh whipped regatta on top.
Huh.
It is to die for.
16-ounce meatball?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a big
you
one.
Have to split that between people.
It's meant to be split by four. There were four of us that went.
So we got two.
We split it. We ate it. And I said, I should have ordered this as my meal because I want the rest of it. And then we got another one with our meal. Mm-hmm. But you could – that could be a meal, but not – I guess it could be, but it's – it's
there's
fabulous.
Other good stuff on the menu, too, but that's the reason to go.
And here's what I've observed. You tell me if this is true. Dave goes to these places and he'll say, I'm going to get something different this time. And he goes through the whole menu and says,
yeah, it ends up with the same thing.
And when they come for the order, it's always the same thing.
And I want to do it, but I can't do it. I can't break
My wife is the same way. She'll look at a menu. It's the chicken parm every time.
Yeah.
So is that the bone-in veal?
No.
That is
Sinatra's.
Oh, my
isn't
apologies.
Isn't that usually... with the Newmans?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bone in veal. Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's very good.
I do a salad. I do a side pasta with that. And then we get a dessert because it's usually Ed's birthday at the trade show every year.
Not this year.
This year. Guess what? It's Oliver Nouveau's birthday.
Whoa. You should do something special.
We are. So that will take us to Bouchon. But not breakfast, which is sensational. Sunday brunch. Maybe Ed Sullivan's best meal he's ever ate.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Really?
They had beignets with dipping sauce. Oh, it was great.
That's the place that Eric Hansen
ordered. It might have been a special. It was phenomenal.
The salt. He said, we'll take the salt flight. And we looked at each other like, who orders salt?
Salt flight. They also have a
cheese
flight. Oh, my God. With the most unbelievable cheeses. And there's a chef up there cutting the cheese. Literally cutting the cheese. Fabulous. Yeah. What is the chef's name?
Thomas Keller.
Thomas Keller. It's Bouchon. It's not easy to find. It's on like the 13th floor.
Yeah.
In a special
I think every
elevator.
Time you go, you wander around till somebody says, are you lost?
Yeah.
And then they tell you where you need to go.
Not easy to get to, but worth finding this. The brunch is great. I've had dinner there too. Mm. Great. So you can't go wrong there. So that's Cut, Lowry's, Lavo, Bouchon's, Sinatra, and Peppermill Restaurant. So those are six must-tos. We're only there for 6 days.
Huh.
So one of them is breakfast, and that can be hit multiple times. Mm-hmm. That is allowed to happen.
There's also a Denny's down the street that we hit from time to time, too, for breakfast.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Breakfast is important because we're not going to stop.
It's the most important meal of the day.
We're not going to stop. We're going to keep going until 6 o'clock and they throw us out and that's it. And then we're going to deal with dinner after that because we only have so much time at the show and to stop and stand in line.
Unless you want the overcooked hot dog from the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't eat hot dogs.
You should.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you just missed U2 at the Sphere. I don't know what's out there now.
Wouldn't say I've been missing.
Oh, we're going to get to that of who of the different shows that are there. Mm-hmm. I have a whole list here. We'll get to that. But first, let's make some beautiful music with Avo.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
If I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I would take Ed's wife for this segment.
Really?
To bring her in. She's great with
it. I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Not the show. In Disney World, they did the whole show.
Okay.
And they did the fastest finger question, and whoever gets it gets to go up and do the actual game. I did.
Okay.
Got it. Went up. I could have won a cruise, but I choked on question number 10.
Oh, no.
I was flying through. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
I was flying through the answers, and then I got the 10, and I choked. And I went with the wrong answer, even though I knew the right answer.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't? Could you phone a friend and do all that
stuff? Yeah, you could ask somebody in the audience and all that stuff.
And your wife was there?
She was there. It wasn't music, though.
Okay.
It was other things. And this was about right triangles. And I choked.
Oh. And you really knew the answer.
I knew the answer, right. And I choked.
I would choke on that one, too, because I don't know a right.
You know what triangle. A triangle is.
Yeah, but so. I wouldn't know a right one from a wrong one.
You wouldn't know a right one from a left one.
Or whatever it is. But I know the answer to this one. I'm going to give you the words of a song, and you tell me the name of the song and who did it. You need both to end up getting it. And here it is. I get up, and nothing gets me down. I get up and nothing gets me down.
I get up. Yeah. Nothing gets me down.
I know the song. I know who sings it.
Oh, I'm out.
She's going to make fun of me for this.
Everybody
one.
In the audience knows this answer, right? I get up.
It's Van
and
Halen,
nothing gets
right?
me down. Yeah.
Oh, jump.
Jump.
Yeah.
I'd like to guess Van Halen, Jump. And since my button is the only one flashing.
No.
Oh, mine's not even on. Oh, no, it's on.
All right. Enough.
All right. Stop it. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to the trade show. We're going to Las Vegas for possibly the last year. The next 2 years will be New Orleans, Louisiana, which, by the way, the food is really good there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't be so hot because it'll be in April.
Right.
They haven't announced it yet, but I hear very good sources tell me
it'll early. Of course be during the French Quarter Festival, so
yes.
It'll be jammed there.
Right at the, I think, beginning of April, like the end of the first week.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we go see in Las Vegas? You got some old-timers that still exist there. Donny Osmond is at the Harrah's Hotel.
Oh, what a treat.
He's still there. Wayne Newton is still there.
No.
Terrible I thought
show.
He was dead.
Yeah.
Terrible show.
He's at the Flamingo.
He's down to one vocal cord. It's not good.
David Copperfield, he's been there forever. He is at the MGM. So this is if, for whatever reason, you want to go see these old-timers or whatever. Mr. Jonathan, here's one for you. Chippendales at the Rio.
Oh. Mm. 25% less gay this year. I wouldn't even go to that.
Really? Mm. How about this? This would work for
I'd
you,
take
too.
Take the pamphlet, but I wouldn't go.
This would work for you, and I think he's been there forever, is Carrot Top at the Luxor.
He's entertaining.
You're a redheaded stepchild, right?
Yeah.
I'm a ginger.
Yeah. And then they have things that are around all over the country, and they put it there, too, and it does well, like the Blue Man Group at the Luxor. But at the Tuscany Suites, they've gone one step over the Blue Man Group. They have the Jew Man Group.
Oh, boy.
True story. We have...
Wait.
Jonathan,
wait.
Be careful.
Don't.
Wait.
I have so many questions, too. I'm not doing it. Don't do it.
I don't know the answer to that.
Don't
any
do
other
it.
Question. I'm just reading out what
Jonathan, Anti-Defamation League.
All right.
Rich Little, dead or alive?
Alive.
Alive.
Alive. He's playing at the Hilton. Rich Little.
What's he going to do? Like a Nixon impersonation? an impression?
He's going to do an impression of someone 30 years younger.
He is really good with his impressions. So
yeah.
I'm sure that he has people mastered.
He's got to be in his 90s. Can you look up Rich Little? He's All got right, to be in his 90s.
Google that.
He was on in the
85.
Is that it?
That's it? Wow.
Did you look that up or did you know that off the top of your head?
He's nailed
that
every
was, that
single.
That was pretty
he's
quick.
He's nailed all the birthdays. No,
I just took a photo a week ago. Somebody asked me, Rich Little,
A week or two ago, he looked up Rich Little's birthday. What's the odds of that? Yeah. I'm the mathematician here. What is the odds?
Very crazy.
I haven't even thought about him in 20 years.
All right, there's a story behind it. Penn and Teller, they're at the Rio.
Great.
I've seen them.
I've seen it, too. I've seen it. It was good, but I seen it 20 years ago, but it's still going
it's
on.
It's not the same show. They've updated stuff.
Michael Jackson is playing everywhere. He's at the Circus Olay.
Is he a hologram?
As one. He's at Michael Jackson Live, which is a good trick. He's at the Harris. And there's so much of that.
The only one I'd want to see is the Cirque du Soleil one.
Yeah.
I love all that acrobatic shit.
All right.
You wouldn't want to see Michael Jackson after being dead for 20 years?
No. I've seen Michael Jackson and all the impersonators, and I'm good.
America's Got Talent is there.
Huh.
So you actually are on the show? Yeah, I mean,
we like that
the show.
America's Got Talent. Taping.
You're at that
age.
Go and
show them your
talent. We like that show.
We like that show. We watch it. Yeah, we watch it.
The Beatles Love, which is the one I went to, is still there.
Just two of them, right?
There's no Beatles people there. Right. It's the
These
people
are all
swing
fake.
Around and the music
so
plays.
So we're in the fake people one.
We're in the fake stuff now. And there's lots of sexual ones that risque or whatever. Wow is one of them. Awaiting.
Is that Whip 'em Out Wednesday?
I don't know. Maybe. Rogue, sexiest show in Las Vegas. They got that stuff. Who's Miranda Lambert?
Lambert. She's a country and western star.
Yeah. All right. She's there at Planet Hollywood. I didn't even know who she was. Kurt Angle. He's the magician, crazy magician.
Kurt Angle is a wrestler.
All right. Chris Angle.
Chris Angel.
Angel.
Chris Angel. Mind freak.
Talk about
mind
not being able to read your own handwriting.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Angel's good.
So those are who's playing there. That's all I got. That's all I got on there.
But you miss U2. They were at the Sphere out there for a long time, but
not
they
anymore.
Just ended.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like they have something.
You know
going
what's going on?
Darren Merrill loves U2. I've been to his house a bunch of times, and you walk into the garage, and he's watching the same U2 concert on YouTube
George,
that he watched the last time.
George Padrone loves U2.
Really?
Loves him. That's what's on the card. That's what's playing right now. He's listening to this. As soon as he gets finished, it's back to the YouTube cassette or DVD or whatever's going on. How do people do it anymore?
The YouTubes.
The YouTubes?
Yeah.
I'm still mad at them putting all that crap on iTunes. You remember when they forced an album on everybody
you got the free
on
one
and you couldn't get rid of it.
No,
it just kept popping up.
Ed, we are doing a dinner at another restaurant I've never been to.
I'd like to go to Barry's. Barry's downtown.
What is that?
It's a steak place. It was phenomenal.
I went there.
Yeah, I went there TPE last year.
And I wasn't there.
No.
Okay.
You like
but
steak.
We're going to something with Perdomo on day two.
Oh, I'm not sure where we're going.
No? So there's something.
He never disappoints, though.
No. I'm sure it was tested and tried and tested and stuff. But again, I will go to these places and I will order exactly the same thing.
And you'll love it.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking forward to more than the trade show is the meals.
Yeah, we don't need the menus anymore.
No menus.
Yeah. What's going on at the same time is the basketball
March Madness
which makes a mess for it also. Yeah. But whatever, we'll deal with that.
Why the red eye?
Because I feel like I'm not missing a whole day in travel on the way home. So that, I struggle to sleep, but I'm home.
Yeah, you're going to get up at 6 in the morning. You're going to land here at 11 p.m.
You can't take an Ambien to
Plane? I struggle to sleep. I'm a big guy, a little seat. It's not comfortable.
Once you're sleeping, who cares?
No, it's not
leaning on the fat guy next to you. You can hold each other
up. I've tried that. They don't necessarily like that.
No.
Wear good cologne.
It's frowned upon.
Is that
something with less than a 3-foot projection?
Well,
if
you're doing the night flight, you smell like cigars too.
Yes.
Yeah, people love that when you get on the plane and smell like cigars.
Yes. Like pig pen as you're walking on. The flies are going all
around. So I try to actually save an outfit. So that it's the outfit.
Aren't you considerate?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just getting on the plane.
The next day, because then I put something on or whatever. Even the shoes, everything.
You feel fresh.
Yeah. Well, it's for the other people. Maybe, I don't mind. I like what it smells like.
You could get some lotion with a nice scent.
The shoes, the shoes, very important.
Yes.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Yes.
I didn't last year. It killed me.
Well,
what's I'm going to last take a Billy walk.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
But something happened to
you
my
with
leg.
Your knee.
My, all of a sudden, I just, one knee wasn't going. I made it through, but barely.
Ed, what's your shoe of choice? What are you going with?
I have a pair of Hokas and a pair of Asics that I will be swapping back and forth from.
The what size shoe are you?
14s. They're big.
14s.
I have a large head and large feet.
You know, somebody sent me a message. Did you ask? Somebody wanted to know my shoe size. So
yes, somebody asked my shoe size, and I got the shoes. Those are the Asics.
Well, aren't yours like 12E or something?
8.5, 5E.
5E. They don't
almost
make those.
Almost square.
They do make them. So people need to understand on social media, Dave doesn't know how to respond to messages. So if you send him a message, he just sees the notification is up in the corner and he doesn't know how to make it go away and he just scrolls and ignores it.
You know, somebody wrote something to me in December and I saw it on a social media thing and I just clicked in and there were a bunch of messages. And then somebody actually, you know, said, Dave, I wonder if you can let me know whatever. I forget what the message was. And I'm like, holy shit. This is not nice that I'm not getting back to this person. But it was like December 28th. This was just yesterday, I think. I looked at it and I go, how do I respond to this now that I'm seeing it for the first time? So I ignored it.
Also, don't ask him multiple questions because you're only going to get a yes or a no. You're going
to
get
one of the questions.
To one of them. You have to figure out the rest.
Exactly.
But But Ed, it's a good strategy. I work for somebody like that. So I put a whole bunch of questions. And then just apply the answer to the question, the answers I wanted, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, no, you said
I think I'll try that moving forward. See how that goes.
No, throw a no in there so you get mostly yeses?
It doesn't work.
See how that goes.
I've got the thing back. Like he has asked three questions and stuff. And I say yes. And one of them was, how many of these or whatever?
Yes.
That doesn't answer my question, unfortunately.
And then I get it back and I reread it. Yeah. And I go, oh, there's three questions here.
I'll say, make sure you read everything on this.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a test.
Answer them separately.
But both, all 3 years, really, you learned how to play Dave, right?
Oh, of course.
We speak Dave.
There's a way of doing this in accomplishing it.
Well, the biggest triumph is realizing that you're deaf in one ear. So
you have to drive.
You absolutely have to make sure that there's eye contact.
He's the best in the world at this. That
for sure.
He walks out with me and then switches spots like he knows right away. Up, let me get over here.
You have to drive. You have to be on his left.
Mm-hmm. And we go to sit down and he grabs my shoulder and puts me over here and then goes over here because I'm not going to end up hearing it. And especially at a trade show, it's so loud all the way around and I'm not going to get it.
But being left-handed and half deaf, do they conflict with each other or the same seat can work for both?
You know, I can use both hands.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, right. I can't write very well with my
I know that. I'm a righty, though, so I don't sit to his. I try not to sit too close if I'm on his left because we'll be clashing.
I mean, if it's food, he's going to figure it out.
Right. But so that we're not adding any.
But then when we go into dinner with Eric Newman. And you have him sit on my left, which he's able to do, and then he actually takes – very considerate. He's a good guy.
Because he doesn't necessarily hear too well. I love him. He's a sweetheart, and I love going to dinner with them. It's one of the highlights of the show with him and his wife, Lyris. It's great.
Yeah.
I look forward to it every year.
So that's it. That's the trade show. We're going to come back with the details of the food, which is going to be, this is what we're going to eat. So I don't have to even tell you anymore. That's what we're going to have. But what are we going to have for cigars? Not this Saturday. You guys are on your own this Saturday. But next Saturday, I'll come back, which typically is one of the biggest shows of the year where I end up telling you of the recap. I think it's going to be a big show, the amount of people that are going to go. We'll see if it turns out that way. But right now, all indications look like a big PCA trade show and a great year ahead for you, the cigar smoker.
Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.